Oh, happy day. Welcome back to 10 and 2, the Momcast, with your favorite host of every podcast you ever listen to, me, Sheena. So I've been thinking about some things and thinking about my relationship with God. So I am changing the title a little bit because there is a not so happy word in my podcast title. So we are eliminating the badass and just going with the Momcast. So just bear with me. It'll be cool. I didn't think you guys were that biased to my name. So understand that there will be some changes happening. I'll try to use less profanity, but that is my goal, is to use a little less profanity so we can listen to our podcast in the car with the kids or on the way to church or on the way to work and not have to worry about any foul language. So going forward, my goal is to have a clean podcast. So now that I have said that, welcome to episode 5 of our Black Businesses Matter series. We are talking with Jonathan Tillman of Tillman Trinkets and Things, which has a special place in my heart. And if you listen up, you guys will hear why. So stay tuned for fashion, bling, and business with your favorite host, me. I remind you, me, Sheena.
I'm Courtney Underwood, CEO and HR alignment strategist at Kassar Consulting. What that means is I partner with everyday entrepreneurs and business owners to learn how to build and manage their teams so they can start working on their business instead of drowning in their business. If you're ready to take the leap, set yourself free, reclaim your time, and grow your profits, join me at www.kassarconsulting.com. See you there.
When I'm not recording for 10 and 2, the Badass Momcast, I am running my small business, Sheenballa. Check out Sheenballa.com for some unique custom pieces that help express your uniqueness and beauty. We specialize in custom jewelry that express you as a person, as a friend, as a lover, as whatever you want to be expressed as. So check us out at Sheenballa.com and on all our social media pages, also at Sheenballa. And check us out on Thursday nights for Thursday Night Live on Facebook. Hey, Jonathan, thanks so much for joining on 10 and 2, the Badass Momcast, with me, your host, Sheena. And hey, how you been?
It's been quite the start to 2020, but we are blessed and favored nonetheless.
Right. We're on January 47th.
Right.
Today. Right. January seems to be like the longest month every year. We're like, Jesus, it's like January 85th. What is going on with January? Why does January? It's like, you know, on December 31st, we're all like, oh my God, I can't believe that it's almost January. And then January gets here and it's like molasses. It's right. The longest month of your life. You turn like 4 years older in the month of January.
Right.
That is crazy. So how are things business-wise? So let me introduce your business. So today we are talking about fashion, bling, and business. So you guys know that I own Sheenballa, the custom bracelet company, but I have another bracelet owner on because bracelets, I love bracelets, and you can never have too many. So Jonathan is the owner of Tillman's Trinkets and Things. So Jonathan, I'm going to give you the opportunity to tell us a little bit about how you got into jewelry and why Tillman's Trinkets and Things.
Okay. Well, I've always been, I know it's like a fishing now, but I've always been a creative. I've always had my hands into things. Like when I was younger, I used to draw. I did like sand art in bottles for like a month.
That's so cool.
I was always, I write poetry, I write sports articles. So I've always been creating things. I didn't see myself making jewelry until probably this time last year. My girlfriend at the time, it's Valentine's Day coming up, and so I had already done what I needed to do for Valentine's Day. She wanted concert tickets. I got the concert tickets 6 weeks in advance, so I'm like in the money. So I was like, okay, let's see what we can do. Really putting effort into getting in, trying to find something personal. So before I started making jewelry, I used to wear the beaded bracelets, the wrap bracelets around. Amazon sells them, that kind of thing. And I was scrolling Amazon, and it just didn't feel organic enough. So I bought, some. It's looking back on it, it's pretty elementary. But I bought some elementary beads and some string, and I started making her bracelet at work, at my day job. And I couldn't take it home because if I take it home, she says, "Hey, well, why are you randomly buying glass beads?" I had to keep it a secret. So while making it at work, people who where I work, there are a lot of people, employees that come around, and they're like, "Oh, you're making bracelets? Yeah. I want one. I want one. I want one." So around about the fourth person that said that they wanted one, I was like, "Well, let me see if I can make some profit. Like, let me sell it. Like, I'm not gonna sell it too high. So I charged people $5 a bracelet, and a couple people bought them and kept supporting it. And because it came out of nowhere, and because for me it came from such a genuine gesture of just wanting to make something for somebody, I took that as a sign to pursue it. So many times we kind of play ourselves small and keep things as hobbies and keep things as small as possible so we don't pursue how great it can become. So trying to change that mentality, I said, okay, well, let's see where it goes. My birthday, April 9th, best friend Kenny, he gave me the name Tillman's Trinkets and Things. And so I decided
Nice.
to roll with that on April 9th. So officially, Tillman's Trinkets and Things turns one on April 9th, but I've been at it for about a year now.
I love it. I love it. I'm all into businesses and starting small, starting with what you have. And I love that you have like a personal story of how you got started with your bracelets, because I kind of started the same way. Well, I wasn't making it for anybody. It was very selfish how I started. One of my friends, he makes music and does this really cool videography stuff now. But at the time, he had on this really cool like Shambhala bracelet. So I was like, "Yeah, where did you get that from?" And he told me about the store that he had it at. So I went over to the store and I priced it. I was like, "I'm not paying that much money for this bracelet." And I would have never really considered myself a creative person, but I only say that because like now I've gone through therapy and it's just because like I've never supported myself in that. Like I thought it was cheesy, so I didn't do it, but I always have been kind of creative at heart. So I just kind of jumped out and was like, okay, let me, go to Michael's and see what it takes to make this bracelet. So I, jumped onto Michael's and I was like, oh, these beads are so cool, because I started off with like regular, like natural stones, And then the more braided, like the Shambhala original style, is what I started off doing it. And just the same thing, like I used to do it at work on conference calls, and I probably shouldn't tell you guys that, but people would see it and be like, yo, that's cool, that's dope. And then of course, like social media starting to boom back in like 2013, 2014, 2012 ish. So it's like, I have a place to kind of say here are these things, And then Big Cartel, I was actually telling someone about Big Cartel today. That's how like the website platform that I started off on. And so it kind of just kind of grew into this, in my head, it's like Pandora, like this giant bracelet company, and where orders flying off the shelves, wishful thinking. But it did start off for me very personal. Like I wanted to create something for myself that and that challenged me to do something and learn something. And as I got into it, I learned so much, and then I started learning like the business aspect of it, and then I fell in love with it all over again. So, and I put Shimbala down for a few years after I had my son Jackson. Well, when I got pregnant with my son Jackson, like I had all the pregnancy symptoms. So I was like, oh, I can't sit up straight. I can't open my eyeballs. Everything sucked. So I just kind of put him away. And then he came along. It's like, I can't have these little bees around. He's going to choke, you know, when you're a new mom, like everything's going to go wrong. So then fast forward like 2 years later, I found myself separated. And like there was an income gone out of the house. I was like, oh shit, I need more income. Like, but I can't, I don't have, you know, anything to, you know, sell or do or whatever. So something like reminded me, like, hey, you got a closet full of beads that are just sitting there that you've already paid for. I was like, okay, I'm gonna make 10 bracelets. I sat down one afternoon. I was like, I'll make 10 bracelets and then put them on Facebook, put them in one of my group chats and see what happens. I sold all 10 bracelets at one time. I was like, okay, well, let me get this popping again. So yeah, that personal start, that little reason why, it's so funny how things blossom. And then once other people start to get in, you're like, oh yeah, this is it. And you know, they start to appreciate your creativity, and that's really, you know, what helps. And then sometimes for me, I like lack motivation, or I'm just like, I get in a slump, like, you know, like writer's block, but like for bracelets, like bracelet block. So like, to me, that's one of my biggest obstacles, is just kind of getting through that hurdle or those slumps when it's like, I don't know, I'm not really creative right now, but you know, business must go on. What do you think are some of your biggest obstacles, challenges you have creatively or business-wise with Tillman's Trinkets and Things?
That's a very interesting question. And the reason why is because when you think challenge, right, you think like, oh, it's holding you back. You know, like it's something that is keeping you from success. And that's not necessarily how obstacles and challenges work. The for me, the joy of those the joy of those challenges and figuring out those challenges, that has been great for this first year or so. But I would say some of them, most of them are most are personal, I would say. Like when I first started, I was, like I said, playing myself small and not really, just trying to say, oh, it's just a thing that I do, it's not really anything special or anything like that. Then there's the navigation of, okay, so what, which site do I use to host the site? Even before I got an actual website, I was saying, oh, it's not big enough for a website. Then people aren't going to go to the
Right.
website.
That's stinking thinking. Yeah.
They're not going to buy things off the strength of the product. They have to know me first, in
Right.
order to support me, because I thought that I couldn't get any support off the strength of the product. And sometime, I would say probably around November, mid to late November of last year, I was like, well, there's no reason not to, no reason not to do a website. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Then that's the mental hurdle that I needed to not keep it small as just a hobby, to invoice people and stuff like that. But I will say this, I would say one of the biggest challenges is there's sometimes when people want something and then they don't follow up on what they want. And I get it, life is crazy. Like I said, we on January 47th or whatever. For me, honestly, we're still in 2018. This is like days,
Got
calendar,
you.
whatever it is. And so I get it, and it's an expense. So it's not something that you put into your budget or keep into your day. But it seems like, and again, I have to keep in mind that it hasn't been here yet. It just seems like there are times, some people, not everybody, not it's not a common thing, but there are definitely some people, usually they are people who know you, who want to use back channels for your business. And I'm trying to grow the business. Like, I mean, right before we got on this here podcast, I showed my uncle a necklace that I was making. He was like, yeah, that's the one. That's the one I want. And he's like, yeah, Western Union, you the cash. And I'm like, so I gotta go find a Western Union for the money when you can just do like everybody else and electronically, you know? So it's little stuff like that. It's not that big of an annoyance. Like, my obstacles are like, do not play yourself. Do not limit what is. Do not underestimate what this is. If it's anointed as you believe it to be, then treat it as such, cherish it as such.
Sweet, I love that. I love that. Yeah, definitely figuring out a, like a happy place or happy medium to meet all your customers' needs is also a struggle that I have sometimes, especially like with some of my my grandfathered customers, I'll call them, like when I very first started. Like now that it is bigger for me, it like we have a certain process so I can stay on top of things. So, you know, money works differently. You know, it's not, you know, we're at the point where we're, you know, filing taxes and stuff like that. So some of the processes aren't the same. So it's a little, you know, it takes more work to kind of nudge them over to the website. And I have to handhold them a little bit more because they're used to just like walking up on me. Hey, I need a bracelet for blah, blah, blah. Can you get it for me tomorrow? Like, no, we can't. That's a little different turnaround time, especially for what you want. Like, it's still custom, so it's going to take some time. You can't walk in, into Lexus and say, hey, I want, you know, this white car with a sunroof and, you know, chocolate seating. And, you know, they don't have that on the lot. You're going to have to wait for it. So that is kind of the one of my biggest obstacles is kind of, you know, meeting my customers' needs in a way that is still a happy medium. So I definitely get that. Western Union, I haven't heard that in
Yo,
forever.
I was like, what? You able to do what
Cool.
now?
So did you get, so did
What?
he end up getting the bracelet? Like, what did you guys do to figure that out?
I mean, I did it. Like, I
That's
mean,
amazing.
it don't mean
I
it
got
doesn't mean
you.
anything to me. I'm in the DC area. I don't mind being anywhere in the DC area. I kind of love where I'm from. But
Gotcha.
it was just like he's like, yeah. I was like, you could just, you know, use debit card, credit card. You know, I got the apps for that. Got it. It's 2019 at the time. 2019, you got apps for that. And I was like, yeah. I was like, wow. Like my mom got Cash App, man. Like y'all the same age.
Some way. PayPal, even PayPal. PayPal's been around forever.
That's like, 'cause it's like both of us gotta do something, right? Like he gotta go to the Western Union to get the wire the money, then I gotta go to the Western Union to get the money. Like, man, we don't need, that's one more trip. That's one more errand. Now you're wasting gas. I got to waste transportation money. Like,
The things we do for our customers. So, okay, so got you. So you guys got the Western Union done. How did he like the bracelet? I mean, the necklace. You said it was a necklace, right?
Yeah. No, he loves everything that I've made for him. Like, that's another obstacle is because with family, like you said, people that know you, you're like, you wear something of yours everywhere you go. Around family, really, really comfortable. Family like to touch things. They like to try to pull things off you,
Oh,
things off
yeah.
your body. And I had to like put the 3 feet. Like I had to give me my 3 feet. And so he's loved everything that I've made for him. It's just like you said, you gotta kind of like ease them to like, hey, no, this is for real a business. So if you like, all right. So if you like my necklace, I'm not going
You
to.
have to go buy it, right?
Yeah, you have to
My
buy it.
mom is notorious for that every single, hey, Sheena, can you send me one of the, no, mom, I can't. Like, she has 50 million bracelets. Every cup that I buy, she, oh, can I have this coffee mug? No, mom, it's my coffee mug. Can you get me a t-shirt too? Mom, this is a $40 custom t-shirt. You can buy one from the website because I offer this t-shirt on my website. You can buy it and it can be yours. But you can have mine for free. And I think once I tried to explain to her, like, look, these t-shirts are the equivalent to Jalen eating dinner, like eating lunch at school. Like, this translates to 25 bucks in real life. So if I send you a free t-shirt, that means Jalen isn't going to eat lunch because this is a small business. Yes, we're trying to doing big, but that money, that revenue translate to real life money for us as business owners. Which is like that's still kind of a like a satisfaction point for me. I wouldn't say that was an obstacle because I can control how much money
Yes.
I'm taking in, because I'm like, if I don't make any bracelets, I don't make any money. But if I'm making it and I'm putting out my content and I'm doing these things, it's like, boom, mama gets a vacation. Like, and Shimbala pays for it because you put in the work for it. So when
Right.
you think about things that are satisfying about it, what are some of the biggest things that satisfy you the most about your business?
Oh man, the biggest thing. So another story, like because 2020 has been a lot, but we're blessed and favored. But you know, blessings and greatness, they don't come without challenges.
Absolutely.
So you know, where I work, like you said, like where you were saying you're making them conference call and stuff, I make them at work. You know, I'm supposed to be doing all the kids and stuff. And you know, word got around our makeup. And so one of the women who works in security, you know, she was like trying to flag me down for the past couple of days. And she's like, hey, look, I got this women's group. I'm not going to try to say the name because I'm gonna mess it up. But I got this women's group, and you know, I want them to have like membership bracelets, like something that's, you know, signifies that they're part of this thing. And she says she also wanted bracelets for people who support said group and don't necessarily want to be a part of it. I said, all right, cool, you know, I'll show you some stuff. And you know, she's one of those people that's like, she's so used to controlling every aspect of every idea that I have to like rein her in and say, hey, look, like, yeah, I know you're used to doing everything, but you don't have to do everything right now. And we came to an idea of like what she wanted the color scheme to look like. And when I showed her the bracelets, like she had this huge joy. I've been at my job, and she's been there. And for 4 years, I had like been trying to get a hug from her, not like, you know, creepily or anything like that. Like, I wanted her like endearing personality because she's like a tough cookie on the outside, but I know she's sensitive on the inside. So like I'm gonna see if I can if she'll like and respect and like want to kick it with me. And she gave me the biggest hug because she.
Sweet.
So the satisfying thing is always because, like you said, it's custom. So you bring people's ideas to life, even when they don't quite know fully what they. Like I know you
Yes.
get like I want this number bees. It's gonna be this long. It's gonna be
Right.
this number, in this order. Do
Right.
it.
Leave the details to the
Right. Like I get it. I try to do it as best I can. But then there's most of the people that I get orders from is like, hey, look, you know, my favorite color is blue. You know, I went to this school. I rep this organization. You know, PM me
Right.
or something that's like that.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And I think that's the most satisfying thing, because people, either way, people trust you. So they trust you to do the exact thing that they asked you to do, or they
Yes.
trust you to be, when they're vague, to make their vision come to life with the piece of jewelry.
Right.
So that's the most satisfying thing for sure.
I agree. I completely agree with that. That's why you come to me, because you know that I got you. Like, you already like my style, because you could go anywhere, because there are
Right.
tons of us out here, you know, you could go anywhere, but you approach me and I'm with it. Like, I can completely bring out this vision. And sometimes I get a little anxious, like, oh my God, are they gonna like it? Are they gonna like it?
Yes,
And they're like,
yes.
oh my God, I love it. It's perfect. And I'm like, oh, yeah,
Right.
it's so rewarding to have that kind of feedback. And then, like, obviously, when they come back, like, I have some customers, like, all their gifts, everything they do is Shimbal. Hey, my auntie is retiring. Can you make her a bracelet? Hey, I got a homegirl that's, you know, graduating from whatever. Can you make her a bracelet? Over and over again. I want to make bracelets for my entire, you know, staff. You know, that is the coolest thing. Like, people really trust you to give gifts. And if I think of like gift giving, I'm gonna go on like Harry and David, or you know, something like that, like, you know, gift giving things. Or like Carolina Cookie is one of my favorite cookie companies ever. And they're local, but they have like, they're huge, they're global. Like, they send cookies all over the world. Corporate accounts, so like every Christmas, you know, this Chevrolet dealership will order cookies for everyone that had bought a car from them the whole year. Like, 10,000 orders of cookies. So I would love to see that. But just to know that people trust you, and you're not, I'm not going to say you're not doing anything extravagant, but again, like you said, they trust you. And that's so big to me. That's so big when you think of customer service. They know that you're going to do what you need to do. They're going to do what you want. And even like, hey, I need a gift for my friend with no details. Okay,
yes.
Let's do it. You know, let's do it. Let's figure it out. Give me one little detail about him. I got him. I've learned so many things about like Greek organizations. I've learned so many things about like different career fields, just to, you know, like dig deeper and provide a service that, you know, like you can't just walk into a store and get. So that is, that's very to custom, and why I love custom so much.
Yes.
Because you can give that one personal touch that sets you apart from Pandora or from, you know, David Yurman. You know, we're talking like super high class, but they can't do what I do, and they can't do what you do.
Exactly.
So I think that is really, really cool. I thank you so much. Tell us where we can find Tillman's Trinkets and Things. Tell me all the places.
Okay, so we have an actual website. I've had a website since December.
That was a big celebration. I'm so proud of you. That's so, so cool. And I love your website.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of crying that day. Website is Tillman's Trinkets and Things, and it's spelled out .com. Simple, but to the point. And there's an order form that you can click. There's a button to click on the order form where you can place your order, or you can select from things that I've, you know, collections that I've made or pieces that I feel could represent things in Black culture specifically.
I love that. Yeah. I love that one you posted today with the pearls and the gold. I'm not really a pearl girl, but I tell you what, that thing caught my eye. I might have to go on over to
TillmansTrinketsandThings.com
and get me.
Yes. Like that's one of the other things too that's good about it, is that people come to you with color schemes and you're like, man, I don't know if that's
right.
Like that might be cool, but I don't know if that's gonna be real. And then you find them together. Okay,
that's right. This is dope. Or some type of pattern that you like, you know, I'm not gonna say limited, but you know, you're only gonna do what you know, your comfort. So someone takes you, like stretches you out of your comfort zone a little bit. So definitely be awesome at Tillman's Trinkets and Things. And where else can we find you? Got social media anywhere?
Yes. So I Twitter at @thetillshow at the Till Show. And I have the Instagram, which is Tillman's Trinkets, you know, all one, no underscore, like that.
Awesome. Cool. We're going to put all the information for the show, and we'll have all your contact information there. So everybody, Trinkets and Things, and Rack Up Shawty. Cause that's the point. That's our goal. That's what we want to do. We want to showcase Black businesses, especially ones that showcase Black culture. So I love that. That's your thing. So I just, again, want to thank you for joining on, the listeners, and I thank you. I can't wait to see what you continue to come up with. I love the collection, like groups of things. I love that. I have to like put away my wallet so many times. It's like, okay, Shani, you don't need all three of them. And it's like, I don't want just one. I want all of them.
Right.
I don't want to kind of look like anybody else. I want them all. But
I just want to thank you. So like, so the listeners don't know. So when I was very early and starting making jewelry things, you know, I was putting them on the social media, and I was like, okay, these look cool, but you know, I don't know if they don't, you know, whatever. And you hit me up. I want a pink bracelet. And it was reaffirming in a way that I needed. Like that's one of the things that I appreciate about this. Reassurance kind of comes right on time. So, people ain't gonna get excited. You know, somebody put an order in, they don't contact me. They say, hey, look, I'm buying this. And so it's like reassurance that comes. And so I made it. You still have it. And like that was like the one of the first like real reaffirming things. Like, okay, maybe we can really grow this out. Like you said, I don't know everything. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know much about patterns. I didn't even know like basic things about the knots that you finish off the bracelets with. And then I was like, well, I need to immerse myself into this and see where it goes. So again, another thing that people don't know, if you see me out and about, regardless of what kinds of stacks of bracelets, I'm up to like 12 bracelets. I wear six bracelets on each arm.
Oh
And one of those bracelets is always going to be this red Shimbala bracelet. And
Yeah.
why is that? Like, I go back to that particular moment. I was like, well, I have to support because that was a really, really monumental point for me that, you know, someone who also makes jewelry
Right.
dug the vision that I had to trust me to make one for her, for you. So like that's a little anecdote for the listeners of the 10-2 badass
We go way back in this bracelet thing. That's so cool. Thank you for sharing our story. I wasn't gonna tell, but I'm glad that you did. Like with everyone that I'm able to interview, these are people that I know. These are people support. I didn't just like grab a bunch of random people. These are people that I trust to talk to, and I know that are gonna give, good quality customer service. Like, 'cause I'm huge on customer service. Customer service and their product is amazing. There's no one on here that I have talked to that I haven't consumed within some shape, form, or fashion. So I've absolutely and then until it was on a podcast, tampering season. I don't know nothing about basketball, but I tell you what, I listened because the content, it's content, it's great, it's easy listening, even though I don't know what the hell they're talking about. But definitely, like I was all into the bracelets, and I have all of them. That I have a really cool Miami one. I have a really like pink and black with my Shimbala color scheme. I have an awesome necklace. So yeah, we can still like we buy black around here. So
Yes,
thank you
absolutely.
again so much for joining. And like I said, we'll put all our details in the bottom there, and we will talk to you later.
Thank you, thank you.
For sure. What a great time we had with Jonathan. I hope you guys go and visit Shimbala.com, Tillmanstrinkets.com, and shop all the businesses that we've talked to. Also stop by itssheena.com to see our podcast giveaway for season two. We have some really cool items from the businesses that we have interviewed and talked to, because I'm again very passionate about seeing people that I'm close to and seeing people like me succeed. So anything I can do to help push their content and push their products to you guys is my goal. You can pour from an empty cup. You guys know I was going there. Regardless of what you do in business, in life, in school, and all of those things, you can't pour from an empty cup. You get around and you find yourself empty, take some time, fill yourself up, and get back at it. I will talk to you guys next week and have fun. Don't forget the giveaway. Follow the rules because I want to get this stuff out to you. So I will see y'all later. Bye.